Today is National Indigenous Veterans Day, and Sunday, Alderville First Nation held its annual Remembrance Day ceremony as it does every year on the Sunday prior to November 11th. The ceremony is held at the Cenotaph, where the monument built in 1927 stands. It was built first to honor the veterans of World War I, and more names were added following the Second World War, says Alderville First Nation Chief Tanar Simpson.
We've been honoring our soldiers, our warriors, for almost 100 years there. So we assemble at the community center and we march with the colors and the eagle staff and the flag down to the Cenotaph, where we list off the names of all those who fought and those who didn't make it back. And the families lay wreaths for the fallen and for those who served. And we had three veterans in attendance. We had Don Smoke, who is the last remaining World War II veteran in Alderville. We also had Morris McKenzie, and most recently Eric Crow, who served overseas.
Chief Simpson said it's important to recognize Indigenous Veterans Day, adding there's a lot of history about how Indigenous people were treated after they returned home from war.
During the fighting, they were seen as equals. It was the first time in their lives they were seen as equal amongst everybody else. But sadly, when they returned to the community, they were mistreated. They weren't allowed into the legions to get their medals for several reasons, one of them being that alcohol was being served and Indigenous people weren't allowed access to it at the time. So we also have examples of reserve lands being appropriated and given away to non-Indigenous veterans once they were coming back and resettling. So you would have Indigenous veterans losing their land to give to non-Indigenous veterans. So it was like a not necessarily a good situation for our vets. So you would see a drop off in the numbers from World War II to World War I because of that, but we still enlisted in a very high rate for World War II as well. So it's just one of those things where, you know, we could never escape the colonial attitude even after coming together for the Great War and World War II.
First held in Winnipeg in 1994, National Indigenous Veterans Day is now observed every November 8th across the country. Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.